There's one good thing about safe-at-home orders happening during the spring. It's that it's giving people a lot more time to work on their gardens. For many people, gardening isn't just to dress up our homes or to supply us with fresh veggies during the summer. It can also be therapeutic. Maybe feeling the dirt between our fingers literally puts us in touch with nature. Maybe we like watching stuff grow and feeling a sense of accomplishment. Nothing else, it's something that takes your mind off of things. Whatever the case, there's actually a professional practice known as horticultural therapy. It's designed to improve physical and mental health, and our guest is quite involved in that concept. Mike Maddox is director of the UW-Madison Master Gardener Program and is horticultural therapist registered. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, happy to be here.
Well, Mike, I know a lot of people feel like gardening, getting their hands dirty, feels good, but it's actually therapeutic. Can you talk about some of the benefits?
Well, yeah, it can be therapeutic. And any gardener who's turned in or who's tuned into this program knows this. Gardening can be people's individual therapy. Interacting with plants has a positive benefit on our minds and bodies. And what's been really cool in the 20 years of me being involved in horticulture and horticulture education is the research that has gone into this has really grown. And it really helps us to document it and to explain it to folks like today on what is the medical benefits, the health benefits of getting people outside interacting with plants.
Interesting. What kind of benefits does the research point toward?
Well, we know that just by looking at plants, but better yet, interacting with plants, that we can decrease stress. You can decrease your anxiety. You can decrease your depression. It helps with your blood pressure. And right now, as I'm like been at the computer all day for 4 weeks now, I know going outside and interacting with plants helps with mental restoration, allows me to focus, better to concentrate, better. It's just all around with your mind and body. Just looking at plants, but better yet, interacting with plants can improve just your overall well-being, however you define that.
Now, Mike, some people have, you know, a big garden. Some people have a modest garden. Some people in apartments might not have that kind of opportunity, though. Can we get these benefits just from, you know, working with some maybe potted plants out on a, I don't know, a balcony or a terrace or something like that?
Yeah. When I started studying horticultural therapy, I remember somebody saying it would be ideal if we could all be in those gardens just to immerse ourselves and surround ourselves with plants. But you don't have to do that. Right now, my houseplants are getting really tired of me talking to them. So just having that one houseplant in the room can really help brighten your mood, give you that mental restoration. This is why bouquets of flowers can be so important, or even for holidays or for grieving, you give people flowers. And what does it do? It helps improve their mood. So it doesn't need to be a big garden. It can just be that pothos you have in the window. It could be a bouquet you pick up on sale when you're making a run to the grocery store. But better yet, going outside. Ultimately, what you want to do is have something that gives you that sensory stimulation, something you can touch, that you can smell, and, you know, potentially taste, that you just something to interact with. That's what's critical.
Mike Maddox is with us, director of the UW-Madison Master Gardener Program. He is horticultural therapist registered. We're talking about the benefits of gardening, big or small, getting our hands dirty. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If this is something that you feel like is good for you, if you're out there over the last week, if you're looking forward to getting some serious work, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Mike, I was poking around online some. It looks like if you're a gardener and you need to buy some stuff, it is out there. A lot of stores are doing curbside pickup or have special arrangements, maybe phoning first. But I think that gardening and food growing and things like that is considered essential. So we're not shut down right now if we want to get out gardening. Is that what you're seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of different things going on right now, and I'm not fully aware of how all this fits under the safer at home order.
Sure.
I know I have picked up a few things when I have ran for my essential items, like to the grocery store. I know I picked up some seeds just for some diversionary activities over the weekend. The hardware store, I had to make a repair on some plumbing. So while I was there, I picked up some dirt in order to plant those seeds. So I know that there are plants available. I know I'm not able to do my normal garden shopping as I would have in years past, but you know, within the scope of the order and doing those essential runs, you can find some things out there. It's not going to be the gardening that I've done in the past, but it's getting me through right now.
Yeah, again, just in my informal online survey, I would strongly encourage people to call or go online first to see what your local supplier of garden supplies is doing. A little little forethought is probably the way to go. So, Mike, this is a, you know, a uniquely weird time right now, in part because of what we were just talking about there. Is this an especially good time to get our hands dirty?
Well, I'm always going to advocate for gardening no matter when. That's my job. I just hope that when people do get into it, and a lot of people are really going for all our educational programs that are going on out there. I've got colleagues who've been doing some online training with seed starting. I think what's really important is that for people just to try. I find that gardening can sometimes be complicated by some gardening professionals. And I really just want to advocate, get some seeds, throw it in the ground, see what grows, celebrate the success that you have. And then what you learn from that experience, then, you know, help grow yourself as a gardener. I don't think gardening needs to be super complicated for anybody who's looking to get involved. You know, pick up some radish seeds from the grocery store. You know, get some potting mix and just see what grows. Get some cat grass, grow some oats. You know, just have that experience. It doesn't need to be complicated. It doesn't need to be digging up turf in your yard right now if you don't want to go there, but just do something. And it doesn't need to be perfect. Just interact with plants right now.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. We've got Charlie with us in Milwaukee. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was going to ask your guest today, I love to do some of the planting around the houses and some of our landscaping. And what I find really enjoyable, and it seems to take a lot of stress out, is when I've taken one of those plant trees or shrubs or plants that are the half-priced ones, the ones that don't look as good, and kind of make them into something that starts to thrive after a couple of years. Is there anything that improves? Is there anything that of your research that shows that kind of that you feel better about a plant and it's actually more therapeutic if that plant is sicker or not as good, and then you get it to come back and be a thriving tree or bush? Thanks.
I love
so
it
much.
Rescue trees and shrubs, Mike.
You know, I have to say, in my own garden, I have those connections with plants that I've pulled off a compost pile and have nursed back to health. That's given me that feeling of, you know, personal satisfaction, that ability to nurture something. For the hort therapy point of view, I have found that kind of process to be really useful. Like back in the day when I was working with incarcerated folks, to give them that ability to feel nurturing and to feel that sense of accomplishment that I was able to do something, in this case, using a plant as that vehicle in order to get that feeling and that change in well-being. So, yeah, I don't think there's actually research to show, you know, to have that plant be sick and make it better what it does. But just knowing that you were able to do it, or even just, you know, that satisfaction of, wow, I found a really good deal on this plant. I'm going to make it work, put it in my garden and see how it grows. It's that this is where it crosses into that. How does it make you feel? And if it's making you feel better, that's what's important.
We're talking about gardening as a therapeutic escape from the coronavirus. Mike Maddox is with us, director of the UW-Madison Master Gardener Program. Mike is horticultural therapist registered. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been doing some gardening this spring already? Maybe as a result of the coronavirus, now or anytime, do you find working in the yard, the garden, on the potted plants, the herb garden in your windowsill, whatever, do you find it relaxing, stress-reducing yourself? Call in, tell us your gardening story. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Sherry is with us in Janesville. Sherry, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Sherry?
I was just wondering, it's Trey from Janesville, from Rotary. Hi, Mike. Nice to see you and hear you and all that kind of stuff. a question about stuck in the house with kids and other relatives or people that you are in the house with. What to do? Easy things to do gardening-wise or such?
Well, if you've got the access to the materials, just do some simple seed starting. Maybe get some marigold seeds to get them planted. In this case, I would actually maybe structure it so it's a way that you would all be gathered around the table together and use it as an opportunity to have a conversation about maybe what's going on, or better yet, a conversation about what's not going on. Use it as a kind of a positive diversionary activity to take the family's mind off doing this activity. Maybe pick up some flowers that may be on sale and do some flower arranging in the house and give people a chance to express themselves and interact with the plant material while they are making their own personal arrangements. You know, maybe you pick up those flowers on sale and you do a flower pounding exercise, which, you know, this is destroying the plants, but you're still getting people to interact with them by putting the flowers on paper, putting a piece of cellophane over them, and then smacking them with a hammer. That's physical exercise. You're interacting with plant material. It's fun. It's different. And it's artistic expression. Ultimately, what I want to see people do is interact with plants. Take cuttings off an overgrown houseplant, put them in water, watch the roots happen. I don't think it needs to be super complicated. Just get people to interact with plants.
Sherry, thanks for the call. Great question. Back to your calls now. Tasha is with us in Minocqua. Tasha, hello.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Sure can. Go for it, Tasha.
Okay, cool. Thank you for taking my call. So I got divorced last May. And I went immediately from the courthouse to Walmart. I picked up a basil, a cherry tomato, and a strawberry. And from there, it blossomed into a whole patio garden. And it completely changed my life. Like, I never felt better than when I did my garden. I went to houseplants over the winter. And I cannot even explain how improved my mental health got from gardening.
Wow. Yep. Well, I got to ask you before you go, Tasha, do you have big plans this year?
I do. I've spent about $100 on seeds already. I'm getting ready to start them this weekend. I am so ready.
Fantastic, Tasha. Thanks a lot. Mike, what do you think?
I think that is a wonderful way to celebrate a life transition. Pick up something, turn over a new leaf, get a new constructive hobby. I think that's awesome.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Tasha. Ryan joins us now in Madison. Ryan, hello.
Hey, good day. Bill Pelletieri's nephew-in-law here. Because of the 40-some houseplants I've had for over 20 years, I decided 4 years ago to grow my own vegetables from seed, because for 12 years I've been helping with the family garden that I inherited responsibility of. So I have 150 cabbage already. I've transitioned to outdoor containers, getting ready to put them in the ground. At night I have to put them in the garage, but they're getting full sun. I have over 100 tomato, over 100 pepper, and already now that I have half of them, I have, well, put into the next size of cup. I just bought another grow light, so I have 4 shop lights. So the 4th year I've had this one on, and I have 400 onions in the ground already that the squirrels have been messing with because of them having buried the black walnuts in the nice soft dirt. I have 5 raised bed gardens that I made from the lumber left over from when I did my own roof 6 years ago.
Wow.
And I also have 20 of those tomatoes in buckets at my house and another 12 peppers in buckets. And I kept the peppers in the house 3 winters in a row because you probably know they're trees. But I did this the first year I didn't try to overwinter my pepper trees.
Wow. Ryan, I got to ask before we let you go, what are you doing with all those cabbages?
What do you think? All summer long, I lost weight by not eating carbs, but peppers, onions, tomatoes, cabbage, and meat. I still have plenty of deer left and 5 gallons of black raspberries from the backyard. And down the street, I have about 3 gallons left of those black raspberries, 12 jars of tomatoes,
wow,
12 jars of canned venison.
Jesus. All right, Ryan, thanks a lot. So, Mike, Ryan's doing this on a larger scale than I probably ever will, but you could actually feed yourself pretty good if you put your mind to it.
Oh, you could. And think of all the health benefits that come from eating vegetables and just how much more satisfaction you have in eating those when you've grown those yourself. I mean, when you hear his enthusiasm, he talks about it, his positive feelings towards the success he's had. Think about all that physical work of moving these plants around and building those beds and tending to all. There's a lot of benefits that come with it. You know, sometimes it's sweat equity you're putting into it, but he's benefiting from it. He's feeling pride in his work. That's that great thing about therapeutic horticulture and just that benefit you get from plants. You know, he's proud in it. He's self-sufficient and he's doing something.
He's well fed. Yeah. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking about the therapeutic benefits of gardening with Mike Maddox, director of the UW-Madison Master Gardener Program, a horticultural therapist, a registered gardener himself. Hey, we had a question from Ben in New Richland. Ben is a first-time gardener. He's interested in getting some of these therapeutic effects. He wants some suggestions about where to actually begin. What would you tell him, Mike?
Information. Find that information out there. I would want to plug our horticulture page on Facebook, our horticulture program on Facebook. I know we've been really active in getting information on there, especially for first-time gardeners, just to learn. But Ben, I think what I have to tell you is just try it. Don't overthink it. Throw some seeds in the ground, buy a plant. I was just editing a video from a colleague and friend today where she said, failure is our tool for learning. They're just plants. You know, you'll get more seeds. Just try something, have fun with it, experiment. If it works, celebrate it. If it doesn't work, learn from it. Try it again and see what happens.
What I love about this, Mike, is that you could put a lot of money into your garden, but you could get a pretty good first-time experiment for, you know, $10-$20 worth of seeds.
I think that would be a lot of seeds, depending on what you want to buy. I mean, I think there are some really easy, friendly seeds to get started to really boost your success. You know, get some radish seeds and throw those in the ground. Get some green beans. Wait till it warms up. Throw those in the ground. Spinach, marigolds. It doesn't need to be a lot of money just to get you started. That will come later. I don't want to think about how much money I paid. That just makes me depressed from all the years of gardening. But it's those simple successes that I find really satisfying. It's that plant that I got on discount. It's the seeds that somebody gave me that I didn't even know what they were, and I wound up loving a new plant. It's this old container that used to be my grandmother's that I make a point of planting something in every year. Gardening can be so many things. It doesn't always need to be these really big, fancy bouquets of flowers that sometimes that's what media is selling you that gardening needs to be. It doesn't always need to be that perfect green lawn. You know, I like to think of it's more of that process. And what are you getting out of it personally?
I want to ask you, Mike, you know, we have a lot of opportunities for instant gratification. You want to stream a movie, you can have it right now. You can buy a thing with one click. Gardening works at its own speed. It's deferred gratification. Is that part of the satisfaction, do you think?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of first-time gardeners need to learn, that it does have that delayed gratification that comes. It's not instant. It's what I, Ben Fuda from Allen Centennial Gardens, refers to it as one of the slowest form of the performing arts or something like that. It's a really great quote. It's not instant. It takes time. It teaches you patience. It teaches you persistence. And, you know, people who want instant gratification may not initially take to gardening. But I know through my work with folks over the years and first-time gardeners or people who've just been really resistant to gardening, once you get them through the first couple weeks of interacting with plants and they've planted those seeds literally and figuratively, and they start to see the process grow, that's when you start getting people interested. I'm reflecting back on my days working with jail inmates, and people would come back and be like, I don't want to do this. You know, they've got their machismo. They don't want to participate. But after a couple weeks, they're talking about what their future wants to be. They start reminiscing about their time gardening with their grandmothers and grandparents. And we're gardening through this entire time, but we're using it as an opportunity to reflect on how they feel and what their aspirations want to be, and hopefully give them some success, and better yet, give them a positive diversionary activity, you know, that they can do later.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for the encouragement, and thanks for joining us today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Mike Maddox is the director of the UW-Madison Master Gardener Program and is horticultural therapist registered. We talked to him about the therapeutic benefits of gardening during the coronavirus pandemic. His lesson for non-gardeners or bad gardeners like me, just get out and do it. You're going to feel pretty good about it.